Spin a long trap down, knocking face to feet. I wanna spin things round and end up on my feet. And then and down to the wire of my being. So much seeing in the sleep, and I can take another beating. I may be little, but I understand your riddle. Don't be fucking with my shit, or I'll be fucking with your fiddle. No sweat, little boy, you're feeling weak. Get some food, go to sleep, go and get, go and leave. Little girl, big boy, smokes weed. Little punk, little truck, dying breed. Little girl, big boy, smokes weed. Little punk from the nervous territory. Little girl, big boy, smokes weed.
UMFM 101.5, broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
And here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
We've got some Bob James happening in the background, and I've played a lot of his albums on the show, but not this one.
This one's got that bounce.
12 is the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 1984.
Very
and you were saying this music reminds you of like you're driving to work.
Yeah, it sort of had a morning vibe, and you're it's like the potential for a good day, but it's everything's all funky. Like.
Yeah, it's just one of those mornings where you couldn't really find, you know, those mornings where you can't find a matching pair of socks.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that was me today.
You finally do.
I mean, you can't see them. Yeah, one's black, one's white.
You know, you're low on laundry.
Oh, yeah. I haven't changed my underwear in weeks.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You slept in a little too late, but you're still kind of on time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting from it.
It's a awesome tune.
And you know what's 80s. Funny? The name of the song is No Pay, No Play.
Well.
So you got to get the hell up and go to work.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, if you sleep in, then you end up being one of those pieces of shit that slept in and didn't go to your commitment. But we've all been that person, so.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Do we need to revisit for the 20th time the time when we were 18 years old and I slept in?
No, the radio show.
At Domo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
For heaven's sake.
Well, Bob James would have helped if you would have had that as your... You know, this was
how
your...
How would Bob James help?
You set this as the music that your alarm clock, you know... If this would have been your alarm music...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
you know? Maybe, yeah, setting an alarm.
Yeah.
Going to bed at a reasonable hour.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man Nefarious, tuned in.
Nice, nice.
Yep.
Welcome, welcome.
Noah Fair, another Noah.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I know what it's like. So it's tough out there.
Being a Noah?
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of have this camaraderie.
I think that's one of those names that, to me anyways, is always kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, that's... I mean, I have to live up to that, right? Like, everyone expects me to be cool with this name.
Right.
And, but I mean, thankfully, it comes easy. I'm struggling.
You're struggling to be cool?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it doesn't always...
What does it mean to you to be cool?
To be cool? Well, you know, you're getting enough sleep, getting up early, you're showing up. There's nothing cooler than that.
That's right. Being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Laser focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I brought in some treats tonight.
I'm excited. This is a sweet...
Why don't you review one of these on the air? We got a box of Krispy Kreme donuts here.
Yes. This is, oh man, these are old. They're 1937? What? Okay, now that's when the company was established, I guess.
What are we going for?
See, they're visually, they're like art. So you open this thing up and it looks like art.
They gave us some of the fancier ones. Try just the basic one.
Okay, that's this one.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we got there? We got the circular
like,
donut.
It's a round donut. There's some chocolate coating on the top. It's a brown color. There's a glaze all over it.
Yep.
And,
dive in.
Yeah, we're not microwaving it or anything yet.
Nope.
Hmm. Oh my God.
You're good, eh?
What? You know...
Have you had one of these?
No. That was... It's like... As soon as I bit it, it's like it was coated in honey.
Ah.
That's what the glaze feels like. Maybe that glaze is honey.
There's like this like glaze over the entire... I think they take their glazed donut and then on this one they add the chocolate on top. Because the OG Krispy Kreme is just the straight up glazed.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm new to this stuff.
So I'm excited that these are here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're a fan of the donuts that they carry here on campus. The IQs.
Yeah, that's right.
Cafe,
yeah.
They carry the O Donuts donuts. Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought this was the same thing. I conflated
No, no, no. These are different.
I conflated.
Huh?
I conflated.
You conflated.
I conflated.
What does that mean?
I think that's when you interject. No, intermingle.
Conflated.
Yeah, I conflated. I'm sorry.
I've never heard that. Conflate.
Mix two things up.
Combine two or more text ideas into one. Okay, cool. Well, there you go. We're all learning. We're learning new things here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some tunes tonight. The theme tonight is keep fishing.
Keep fishing.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
What does that mean to you?
To me, there's like a serenity, maybe, of sort of being out in wilderness with some buddies, fishing rods. Hearing that, you know, you get in tune to the sounds of, you know, the little vibrations on your rod, the splashes on the lake, you know, you become
trying
more...
Trying to find a balance.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, sometimes...
Trying to find meaning. Keep that line cast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so metaphoric,
the
too.
Right answer will come.
You know what? It's and you're a catch. You're a real catch.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll catch you all in
and
a
you're this big
on 101.5 UMFM on this,
that,
and the
third.
And Nefarious, if you're still listening, send me a couple requests, please.
Nice.
We'll catch you in a bit.
Yeah.
what's in my mind. While well, leaving it lurch and I'll take it back what's mine. I'm on a mission, in a destination unknown. An expedition, in the desolation around where I'm.
register up in my brainium. My dome, my head, my skull, my cranium. My eyes have had enough. It was time to do some talking. I had to creep through the hound dogs that were stalking. Listen, let me call me peeping. This means he wasn't sleeping on who I was. So she creeped in like a hawk. In a minute's time, we adjourned to the floor. Oh, I hit a high note because of the way that she was walking. We got into the groove.
Earn more PC Optimum points.
That was the worst.
Yeah, we was like that, you know. Yeah, and I just got laid back.
Yeah, I'ma just sit in here for a couple hours.
Man, don't sweat it, yo. We gonna catch some stuff, dude.
I don't know, I'm kinda tired.
Nah, we got a basket. We gonna fill this basket before we go, yo.
Alright, bro.
Because that other fish is bad.
Okay, that's cool.
To the break of dawn, we gonna, you know.
Alright, man, stop it, man. Just move out a little bit deeper.
Yeah, alright.
It took a second to register up in my brain, yeah. My dome, my head, my skull, my cranium. My eyes have had enough, it was time to do some talking. I had to creep through the hound dogs that was stalking. The slimy caught me peeping. This means she wasn't sleeping on who I was. So she creeped in like a hawk. In a minute's time, we adjourned to the floor. Oh, I hit a high note because of the way that she was walking. We got into the groove. I didn't bust no hip-hop move. I just kept it nice and smooth. Next thing you know, we got together. Word, I thought we'd be forever. Didn't have an umbrella. Now I'm soaked. Weather, two birds of a feather fly, I'm falling to be together, never simp, simp, and leave your love life limp, there'll be no suicide attempts for this slim shrimp kid, because you know there's other fish in the sea, that is, in the sea, in the sea, that is, in the sea, in the sea, that is, in the sea, in the sea, that is, in the sea.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died and our love may be cold, but with you forever I'll stay. We're going out where the sand turns to gold.
there we are on 101.5. Here we are. It's living the present. And here we are.
Now.
Now. Happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
On 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This.
That.
And the.
Third.
It's a cool mix of stuff. We started with, you know, some. It's very common around these waters to do the punk rock thing.
Oh, yeah.
Pop punk thing. Some Weezer, Keep Fishing. Mm-hmm. Has a great video.
Nice.
With the Muppets. No Effects, Stranger Than Fishing.
Yep.
Off of what I would say is one of my favorite No Effects albums, Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me, it's that one or War on Errorism.
I remember the day you got Pump Up the Volume.
Yes, I remember that too.
It's got a shocking cover.
Yeah, I remember I always remembered seeing it at the record stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it seemed like it was kind of like.
Yeah.
What would be. It just seemed kind of bad.
Yeah.
Bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyways, that was that. Green Day, Castaway.
Yeah, yeah.
A demo. So I guess they did like a 25th anniversary of the record Warning, so that's why it didn't sound quite as
nice, polished. Nice, yeah.
Winnipeg's very own The Uglies.
That was cool. That's
something's
a good one.
In the water.
Mm-hmm. There indeed is something in the water.
That's right.
Fluoride.
Fluoride.
Yeah.
So what's your take on tap water?
Well,
there are folks who have a strong aversion to drinking tap water.
It's weird. I
grew up doing it.
Yeah, like I don't. I suppose only if you're in like older buildings, then maybe. Because okay. I'm just worried that like there's some old lead pipes that haven't been replaced somewhere. Like, I don't know if that's founded. Maybe that's for sure not even to worry about. But I just feel like where I am cautious if it's an old building.
Okay.
But then again,
I don't mess around with water fountains.
I do.
Do you? Well, yes. Now it's cool because they have, like, the sensor if you're filling up your water bottle. But, mm-hmm. So you're drinking from the tap.
No, I mess with them. Like, I spit in it. No, I'm just kidding.
You're the reason why.
Yeah. No, I drink from them all the time. I kind of like the coppery taste.
Yeah.
But you definitely taste, like, kind of metallic. But it's fine. Got to be good. And then, yeah, like I'm not worried about the fluoride in there. I think that's good for our teeth.
Right.
It's not not interfering with anything else. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think there's anything to worry about with that.
Also listening to some Holy Fuck.
Whoa.
The name of the band, which Jeremy from the show prior to This, That, and the Third, Assorted Hour, recommended it, and he compared it to a band called Tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're from Toronto, sort of like electric, like kind of electric sounding, you know? Electronic sounding, sorry. But actual musicians playing instruments, which is always cool to me.
We're just going to a concert tonight, Mom. Oh, who are you guys seeing? Fuck.
The Far Side.
Yeah.
And we screwed that one. Well, I screwed that up.
Meh.
We were checking out the L.A.J. remix of Other Fish.
Yeah.
And my thought was, because it was a little bit, you know, I was looking for something a little more with that boom bap, as the kids are saying.
That bounce.
And tried to do a mashup with another version of that song, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of a mental lapse there, but that last track was great. I have not heard that.
Mm-hmm.
The band.
Yeah.
Atlantic City off the record Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Jericho.
Shout out to my man Noah Fair Nefarious.
Yep. That's not me, everyone. That's
on his way to work.
Oh, wow.
Feeling delirious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. 10 o'clock start.
Well, you know, we've all been there.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
The graveyard.
You used to do some crazy things at this hour. Yeah. Did you ever have to work a midnight shift at a gas station?
Did you? You didn't.
I didn't have to work a full one, but I like accompanied Devin on a night or two. Like for, you know, a few hours.
Okay.
I don't think I ever did a full one.
Yeah, did I ever? I remember doing like a... Yeah, no.
Stereo Nightclub was working till 3.
Holy crap. So what time would you start?
I felt like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Man, that kind of sucks.
You know what? Yeah, it wasn't like super fun.
Would you just rock with it, as in you would wake up, go about your day, and it would just be a really late day, or would you kind of start your day a bit later?
I don't think I would start my day a bit later. I'm always an early riser, even if I get a bad sleep.
Oh, okay. Stereo Nightclub.
Yeah, Stereo Nightclub. With the famous tracks of the time being...
Yeah, what was hot at the time?
Single Ladies was always on there. Oh, man, what were some of these, like, awful... Like, they were just so... Oh, I Got a Feeling. That one was just... Felt like on repeat. There's a video with a car.
Shut up and drive.
No, I don't think it was that one. It was...
You're a sucker for that song, though.
I don't know
Rihanna?
That. Shut Up and Drive?
Yeah, man.
I don't know that song.
Shut up. Dude, seriously?
Rihanna's very catchy. I'm sure they're going to love it, but I haven't heard this one yet.
Okay. That's ridiculous. All right. So what
Chameleon Air? No.
Chameleon Air.
No, he's not the one. There was a guy who I said looked like Colton. I remember this rapper that I was like, this guy reminds me of Colton.
Who's that?
It's on the tip of my tongue. But I don't know if I can come up with it right now. I'll be able to do it. I'm going to do a search online creatively.
What time would Stereo Nightclub open?
Yeah, like it's like, I think people could like have potentially came there at like 8 or 9.
Were there people there at 8?
I remember it was sort of like there'd be like a group of like 5 people. The light, like it's not even dark yet in there. There's like quiet music. Like one bartender, and like they're just sort of like.
Is it some of the folks maybe securing a table?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just willing to.
What can you tell me about bottle service?
Bottle service, yeah. I can't, not like, not much. Like, it's, I guess people could like order a special table that was a little like cornered off. And they would just, like, bring you the whole bottle of these, like, champagnes or something. I don't...
Oh, okay.
I really don't know. I saw some crazy stuff on those, people would have intercourse there. It was crazy.
What?
That was, you know, like, as soon as it was observed by security, they would break it up. But, like, that was definitely happening.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Anyways, that's at the club.
The club. How long was Stereo around for?
Not long. I feel like there is part of like a rapid changing of that place.
Because before that, I think it was. I just remember being a kid because and driving by, it was called Pharaohs or something.
Pharaohs,
like,
yeah.
Egyptian sort of.
Yep.
And then like, it was Stereo, and then it's been the tavern since.
And maybe one in between. I thought.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
So at Stereo, you were near, like, that was intertwined with Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, they were connected, right?
They are connected with hallways, and the security guards, you know, would help each other out. It's like the same security team.
You know, oh,
like,
I see.
Like, they're all connected there. And yeah, and so they've got another, like, I was, you know, for a time I was the chef. And they had another kitchen on for Cowboys, and I would like sometimes interact with there.
What is the most outlandish thing that someone could order for food at the club?
Oh, it was such a limited. What did they even
like,
call
could
them?
You get like a chili burger, fries?
No. Everything was just deep fried. It was just like portioned out like little deep fried chicken nuggets, little skewers of beef, little octopus. Or something. I didn't think it was. And they had, it was all in Spanish. They were like tapas or tapas.
Oh yeah,
I was the tapa server. I'd make people tapas.
That's
and
awesome.
Smoothies. Yeah, I'd make
smoothies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was weird. Oh, yeah.
What would it look like in there once everyone left and all the lights are on?
Oh, what a disgusting mess.
Yeah,
what I would just think so. Like, just sticky
it's
floors.
It's kind of like when the snow melts and it's just
straight
filth
up
and cigarette butts and litter and...
Yeah, broken yeah glasses, just sticky floors, blood, puke.
Whoa.
Lots of puke. Lots of... Just a lake of fluids in the bathroom. Like...
Yeah, man, that would be a that would be a rough gig.
Yeah, that was... And then, of course, there's the people that, like, weren't able to remove themselves because they're, like, crying or puking. And, like, so, like, everyone leaves and then there's, like, the people that'll...
And then what do you do with them?
I think you just sort of wait till they're able to get in. You know, I can't remember. There's a protocol, but I don't...
Yeah, because that probably wouldn't be super rare. Someone's just totally incapacitated.
Yeah, usually yeah they're friends. Yeah, so if they've
someone's
got good friends, yeah, like their friends will take them. But then some people get stranded by their friends there, and in just a terrible state, and lost their shoes and crying and ugh. Yeah, that was just kind of a bad. I always thought it was just like a bad part of the culture. The fights during when it was like busy, those were idiotic. And so, I mean, we've all had idiotic fights. I think the whole key is to stop it. See, notice when you're becoming, you know...
Well, the best thing you can do is probably not put yourself near those types of situations, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, how many
times...
Well,
your motto's always been, I don't start fights, but I finish them.
You know what? It's hard to keep your motto in mind when you're mad, you know?
Right.
But, it's a good thing I don't get mad often. Or, you know, ever, really.
When's the last time I've seen you? It's been a minute. I don't think we see each other now that, you know, we're older and it's like, okay, so I'm fortunate that we get to hang with each other once a week. There was a period in our lives where you and I were probably spending lots of time with each other on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
good old
you
days
know, there can be some probably when you're young, some friction. So I'm just thinking back to you getting mad.
There was one. There's at least one night in our childhood that I was going to bed just steaming with just
about
so
me?
Yeah, so pissed at you
from
for
childhood?
Something. Yeah,
like one, how old are we talking?
I don't know. Like so, pretty like I don't know. Grade. I don't know, grade 6 to grade 9.
So 3 full years.
No, like with like one night within that whole time, I got frustrated with something. I don't know, but it was small and it was silly for me to have been
upset. It takes two to tango.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean by that?
That I'm sure that I felt the similar way about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man.
Sure, let's do this right now.
That really hurts to
you
hear,
remember
man
that time back in 2001?
Oh, shit. Coming with the facts.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember 2001 specifically.
Yeah, you do. Because that was grade 6, Mr. Halstead.
Oh, you know what? What a great teacher, you know? I look back as we learned a lot about life in that class, like... He took us beyond what grade 6 was supposed to do.
That was a dude who was on his way out of... he was basically... I think that was his last year before he retired.
Oh, okay.
So he was just kind of like, you know, really playing by his rule book and had it... You know, he'd been at it for years and years and years. So it's kind of cool that we got to, you know...
That was amazing,
like,
actually.
That was a much different experience, let's say, had we then had a teacher who was just coming straight out of university.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he was like a master.
His shtick was like, okay, this is what the curriculum wants. I'm going to have you guys do in grade 7 math.
Yeah, yeah.
By Christmas.
Like,
so he made it. He was really good at kind of making you feel successful and capable.
Yeah, yeah.
The time I love to talk about is the cigarette.
That was crazy, yeah.
When he demoed the cigarette for us and Mr. Fiola's grade 3-4 class.
Yeah, who could do that? Like,
yeah, awesome.
Like what?
And it didn't seem that weird at the time.
Yeah,
it didn't seem that weird.
What did he do again, though?
he, I guess, one. Well, I think, wow, what was that lunch lady's name? Whatever. But he had gotten a cigarette, and he sparked it up in class, and then he was blowing it into paper.
Yeah.
So we could see the tar.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder if he used to be a smoker.
He said he did.
Oh, yeah.
But his he said then he heard it was bad. Bad for, like, for his health, and quit like that.
Man, you know, I'm missing him.
I wonder where he's at.
That was a fun year.
Actually, another the first track that we played tonight, Keep Fishing, that came out around that time. I remember there's two albums that I really remember from, actually a couple from that year. Big one was Boxcar Racer.
Oh, okay, that's one.
Which I believe came out in 2002, but we would have still been in grade, was that 2001 or 2? Oh, it might be 2000. I think 2002. When the hell did this come out? We're going way off. I don't even know what we started. We don't have any more time to play music.
Well, I mean, that was a good chunk of music. And what is our banter if not another form of beautiful music? I mean,
2002, May 21st.
Boxcar Racer.
Yep.
Cool stuff. That was some cool stuff.
Dark. Remember Big Shiny Tune 6?
Ooh. I mean, I'm sure that... What are some tracks?
Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag, okay. Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's definitely got to be some Limp Bizkit on there, some Blink.
I feel like you had that.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard that in a vehicle.
On the way to Camp Stevens thing.
That's right. That's right. Whoa.
Oh, American Hi-Fi Flavor of the Week.
Yeah, so good. Damn.
Fat Lip. Linkin Park, One Step Closer. Default, Wasting My Time. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. Aw.
Oh, maybe some Puddle of Crud. Yep. Weezer, Hash Pipe.
That's a good one.
When It's Over, Sugar Ray. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's close with a song from this.
That's great. That's great.
Why don't you come over here? Okay. And let's pick one of these to end with. I literally listen to this TV a lot. How about When It's Over?
Yeah. Oh, this makes double sense.
The show's over.
Yeah, that's okay. So
we're done. All right, Sugar Ray. Speaking of, like, going back to the stereo nightclub thing, there's a video, I think, of, like, someone, I believe the guy's name is Mark McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a drunk guy. And he just rips into him.
Hmm.
It was one of those, like, he lost his cool, but it happened to be on video type things.
Damn, yeah.
Sugar. Well. When... Well, man, I guess...
You know what?
Yeah.
In that era that we were just reminiscing about, I think is when we first went fishing together.
Around that time.
Yeah, like, give or take. Yeah,
referencing, like, the Southdale Pond.
Yeah, yeah, a pond.
Yeah, I think that was, like, a grade 7 thing.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So this is right before the great fishing expeditions into... essentially people's back, like, not far away at all.
And shout out to Sean Poot's dad's collection of old risque magazines, let's say.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, the fishing at the old fishing holes.
The old fishing hole, anything goes.
Well, you just got to keep fishing.
Keep fishing, folks. We'll catch you next time. Words of wisdom?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to catch yourself. And I'll just leave it at that.
Catch yourself.
Yeah.
All right, you heard it here first, folks, on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and
the
third. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
By the way, next week is not the Pledge Show, but Pledge-O-Rama starts April 21st, folks.
Start hyping yourself. Pledge.
Get ready.
Pledge.
Get ready.
Pledge.
It's happening.
it's over. That's the time I fall in love again. And when it's over, that's the time you're in my heart again. And when you go, in the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, all the favorite TV shows have gone out the window.
Missing you. I never knew how much you loved me. I'm missing you. I never knew how much you meant to me. I need you. And when you go, 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 I know it never ends, never ends. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, she used to sing, all her favorite TV shows have gone out the window.
You never said you were pretending. I'm wishing you. You feel the same and just come back to me. I need you. It's over. That's the time I fall in love again. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way.